This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, the club is right around the corner. Sometimes in sports, the stars align. You know, there's just variance. You never know what you're going to get when you buy a ticket to a UMass Fordham game.
No. I don't know why you would, but all right.
Would you rather go to UMass Fordham or Blazers Nets?
Oh, my God.
Assuming they were both local.
Does UMass have cheaper drinks?
Probably.
Less parking? Yeah.
Yeah, probably fewer people.
Yeah, give me UMass. I'd probably get better seats.
Well,
the Blazers have a good speakeasy down there. I might take that.
The UMass Fordham game last night was a thriller.
How? Why?
Well, I'll tell you.
I did not have this on our bingo card.
It went to triple overtime.
Okay. See, that right there means I'd rather go to the Blazer game. No offense. I don't want to sit through any triple OT basketball game.
See, I think this is one. This is a weird one because I don't know how you could sit through this game when I tell you the deets, but at the same time, it went to triple overtime and the final score was 120 to 118.
My man, I once sat through a Mariner playoff game that I believe went 18 innings, if I remember correctly. And at the end of that game, I wanted to jump off of the side of the stadium. Three overtimes in a basketball game that I don't really want to be at? No. That is the worst possible outcome.
But it's still like
drama, though.
It's a good game. Like it's, and there's a lot of points. It's like old Loyola Marymount, you know. 120 to 118. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The two teams combined for 122 free throw attempts.
You literally have pointed out now my seventh concentric circle of hell.
Dude.
A three overtime college basketball game where I have to watch 122 free throws?
Yes. 79 fouls.
No.
10 players fouled out.
No.
10.
No. No. You're making me uncomfortable with this.
So the 122 free throw attempts were the most in a Division I game since 1997. The 79 fouls, the highest since 2017. Five players attempted double-digit free throws. The 48 free throws made, 65 attempts, and the 238 combined points sets Fordham program records. And, oh, by the way, we had a flu game because some guy named Rasul Diggins, who plays for UMass, he went off for 46 points, all while puking due to a stomach bug.
They got, like, video of him off to the side over the bucket just letting it out.
I guess that's kind of fun. I mean, like, that guy's puking. I'm going to say
that's a program record.
That is a program record. But
well, how do you know that?
You just said it, right?
Yeah, well, you sounded like, of course, I know
that
you...
That has to be a program record.
For puking and putting up
44? 46 points?
I would have left this game...
Dr. J played there.
I would have left this game after the first overtime.
Would you?
Yes. I would have... Whoever I was with, I would have turned...
You wouldn't see that one through?
No. Pot committed now?
No. I'd be like, I'm out. And they would have been like, no. I'm leaving.
I think if I stay for the first overtime, I'm more likely to stay for the second, too.
100%.
No.
That's a game where it's one of those I can't take my eyes off.
No.
I'm already here. There's another overtime. Let's go.
And if you've already sat through presumably 100 free throw attempts, you've earned seeing that finish.
No. You're just doubling down. You know what? That's just bad money.
No.
That's good money chasing bad money.
Strong.
You
no.
just got to leave at that point.
The Vancouver text line says, this game should be the reason we outlaw basketball in this country.
Thank you. Like if I was
Wait, you're for outlawing basketball?
Yes. Yes. If I was at a Blazer game, if I was at a Blazer game tonight against the Clippers and that thing went to double overtime and like, and you made me stay there, I would riot. Like I went to leave. They're like, no, you can't leave till the end of the game. That's, I'm getting arrested. I am not sitting through that. No.
See, I think that that Fordham UMass game.
You think that's great?
Isn't it funny how if you're sitting on your couch, overtime would make it better, but if you're there in person, overtime would make it worse?
Well, overtime on my couch, I got a lot of things I can do.
Right.
In an arena, I'm locked in there.
But if it's overtime on your TV, you're like, hell yeah, let's run it back, do some more.
I've had this happen several times where I've been at an event, and when it goes into extras, you're kind of pissed. You're like, really? Like, I've seen it. I've done it. I had my dog. I had my beer. I'm ready to go home. I don't need this to go anymore. And maybe if you get one extra frame, sure. But three? No. And the free throw thing? Double no.
122.
Oh, my
no.
God.
No.
Every time they blew the whistle, I would just boo. I would ask, and someone needs to get a hold of that ref and be like, hey, you run this damn clock. You move it along. Or you call a foul at the end and make sure someone gets a free throw to win this so we don't have to go through another overtime.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, if you were to outlaw basketball or like build the case to outlaw basketball in the United States,
that.
Would you show them that?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Go to, you know,
you
what?
Have a jury.
Yes.
And they're going to decide.
This is damning.
You're showing them that?
Yes. You know, the NHL is my favorite sport. Love the NHL. I'm watching it right now. Go Red Wings. The beauty part about the NHL is that when it gets into overtime in the regular season, right, they remove two men from the ice, almost ensuring that you're probably going to get a goal because it's just 3-on-3, right? So a lot of open ice, so it's exciting, fast-paced. And you know what happens after 5 minutes? 5 extra minutes! Shootout. Game ends right then. Because they know no one. Even Darren Hockey fans wants to watch 2-3 overtimes. Not happening. Shootout. After that first OT, they should have just gone to a three-point contest. You each get to pick one guy that goes to the top, and he just shoots threes, and the first guy that makes it and that guy misses, you're out.
I'm all for that.
Way better.
Like Deal says, the NFL is the most popular sport in the U.S. 10 minutes, that's all you get.
That's
basketball
it.
Goes until no one cares and just wants it to end.
Bingo. And you know what? Having sat through baseball, and I love baseball, it's too much. Anything over 11 innings is too much, and if you say otherwise, you're lying.
Well, baseball, they
goes
at least
forever.
During the regular season, they changed it so that the runner starts on second base.
Yes.
So they're trying to, you know, and that has really helped. Like, games don't go that long anymore.
Having sat at that Mariners playoff game, I'm telling you, because the Mariners lost and their season was over, you know what? No one cared. As you were leaving that stadium, no one was sad. Everyone was happy because the game was over. Even diehard Mariner fan was at least like, you know what? At least it's done. At least I can go home now. No one wanted to be there. No one. But that was the playoff. I was like, I mean,
playoffs.
At that point, yes, you were seeing it through as the playoffs.
Playoffs.
But no one cared who won and lost, just that the game was over.
All right. Well, that's the Fordham UMass recap you didn't know you needed. It's amazing.
God bless America. Free throws.
That's right. All right. Up next, looks like an open seggy here on The Fan.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.